Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21 Virtual Conference. And during the expert panel, talking about more about member-centric themed business models, EY's Nakia Lele talked about, in this particular clip, he talked about traditional banking model versus a needs-based model or a proactive business model. And he used the game Hungry Hungry Hippo as an example. And then also, he also talks about fintechs doing three things really, really well and kind of clipping at our heels in the financial services arena. So check it out.
So Nikhil, when we talk about the difference between a traditional banking model and a needs-based banking approach, can you parse that for us? Can you explain the differences?
Sure. This is central to the research study that we've undertaken here. And as a personal anecdote, as I was preparing for this last night, my five-year-old son loves to play the game Hungry Hungry Hippos. And he asked me, Daddy, what do you do? Why are you going to the studio tomorrow? I said, how in the world would I explain what I do to a five-year-old? I said, son, I help the hippos collect more marbles. That's what I do. But when you think about what that means, and you put it back into the context of your question, Gene, that's exactly how the industry is set up to do the business that it does today. It's a fixed industry with a set of products that they wait for people to need so that they can offer them to those people who need those products. Not dissimilar to the way marbles flow around the board and all of a sudden get opportunistically captured by a set of these game pieces. But what we're really talking about now is shifting away from this reactionary product-centric business model to a much more proactive business model that meets the member not only where they are, but in the spaces in which they operate in parallel. And what does that mean, and how are we taking a cue in terms of what the leaders in industry, and especially in the fintech space, are doing that make this so impactful? They're doing three things exceptionally well, and they're doing it in coordination. Number one, they're curating value specifically for the customers, members, and users that they are seeking to serve. What does curating value mean? It means appending products, experiences, and access to value that makes the experiences tailored, relevant, and bespoke so that a member who's engaging that experience knows that it's for them, not for the masses. They're doing it in a connected way. 73% of all members and prospects in this research said that they would highly value if their credit union or primary financial relationship connected value together between their own set of products and services and trusted third-party products and services. And when you think about what that means, it's no longer an excuse for any institution to say, well, we don't offer that product. We're not an insurer. We don't do wealth management. Well, in today's day, customers don't care. All they expect is that that value is being connected together for them in a way that's fluid into the way they operate and interact with the world. And then finally, they're hyper-personalized. And what does that mean? Well, the fintechs and big techs have an exceptional mechanism of being able to understand how their users engage them, interact with them in real time, across every moment and touch point that they do, across every channel that they do it. And in real time, they're able to synthesize a set of next best interactions, some of which are offers, some of which are content, some of which are experiences, some of which are nudges, all of which are tailored for the individual on a one-to-one basis. And in the combination of being curated, connected, and personalized is the winning formula for how to pivot from traditional Hungry Hungry Hippo style banking to this more highly personalized, curated, connected, needs-based approach that we've uncovered in this research.
Thank you very much, Nikhil, and stay tuned for more coverage of Think 21 here on CU Broadcast.